Nolte, CNN's Chris Cuomo goes full McCarthy threatening GOP for disputing election. By John Nolte on November 12, 2020. CNN's Chris Frito Cuomo issued a series of threats on Wednesday to Republicans who are supporting the fight for ballot integrity in the 2020 election. As we all know, President Donald Trump believes, and not without cause, that there was a substantial amount of election fraud in a number of swing states on election night. I for one have never seen a state stop counting ballots. And yet a number of swing states run by far-left Democrats did just that when it looked as though the president was on the road to victory. In the 9 days since the election, which has still not been certified, Trump and his campaign team say they have been putting together evidence to back their claims of systemic election fraud, and are doing so legally with affidavits that will be included in lawsuits. There is nothing bizarre or outrageous about any of this. In fact, going to court to make your case is as American and democratic as it gets. Legally contesting an election is as American and democratic as it gets. Our system is working exactly as it should, and hopefully, when this is all sussed out, Trump supporters like myself will be able to live with the results, even if former Vice President Joe Biden does end up winning. What Trump is doing is good for the country, and very good for the 70 million of us who voted for the president and want these irregularities investigated. The far-left Cuomo, of course, a bully, a proven liar, and fascist, is seething over the very idea of a democratic system working the way it's supposed to. Like someone out on the edge after too much steroid use. He's freaking out and lashing out and making lists and making threats and promising revenge and retribution against those legally contesting a disputed election. Watch Frito freak out. Watch his eyes, how they practically spin in circles. First, the dumb brother insinuates Trump was preparing to unleash the military on our country. Why do you think Trump is ousting Pentagon leadership and loading up with loyalists? Maybe it's for troop withdrawal. Maybe it's to get Russian information released. And maybe it is because he is twisted enough to try to do something way worse. Then he goes directly to his Joe McCarthy imitation with his lists and threats, emphasis added. Remember who said nothing. Remember their shame. Again, this goes way beyond Trump. Trump is toxic, surprise. However, the real surprise is the blame that must be put on those who ignore and, therefore, empower. And those who say, this should just run its course. Running its course means transition, and they know it. I'm telling you. Remember the people who are enabling this fraud. They must answer for defending Trump's delusions. They are remaining silent when it matters most. Shame on them. A wax museum is less cold-blooded than these people are. And let them know they are going to lose way more than this election. They are going to lose way more than this election. What exactly does Frito mean by that? What are they going to lose after Knoll and Frito add them to their blacklists? Their lives? Their livelihoods? Their children? Their homes? Their reputations? Their jobs? Their Twitter accounts? The good opinion of McCarthyites like Chris Cuomo? Open threats of McCarthyite blacklists are now the norm over at Knoll. Earlier this week, Knoll's Jake Tapper threatened Trump staffers with employment blacklists. Ask yourself. Why don't they want these disputed elections results recounted and audited? Why don't they want this investigated? You would think they would want to beat Trump twice, beat him all over again in a re-canvass and recount? What are they afraid we will find? All this stuff Cuomo spews about how postponing the transition hurts America is bullshit. Is Cuomo lying? We know that because in the days and weeks leading up to the election, this very same media told us it could take up to a month to determine a winner. All this stuff about undermining democracy is bullshit. Is Cuomo lying again? We know that because this is the same media that colluded with the deep state and Democrats to manufacture the Russia collusion hoax in the hopes of overturning the 2016 election. So what are they really afraid of? Watching Frito lose his shit only doubles my determination in support of these recounts and audits. Only makes me more suspicious of why the counting suddenly stopped on election night. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.